live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A shooting at a Raleigh shopping center sends three people to the hospital. We're hearing from a man who saw it all happen.
And new surveillance video shows the moments a shooter blasts through the doors of this school in Tennessee as police reveal more overnight about a possible motive.
And our temperatures are a little cooler this morning with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll talk about why temperatures will feel chilly this afternoon, too, coming up.
Also, how a visit from President Biden to this facility in Durham today could be cause for some trouble for your lunchtime commutes. Anybody out there on the roads just about that time? There could be some backups out there. We'll let you know that time frame, but it's an exciting day. Big news day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to start with weather, as always. Temperatures not feeling too bad this morning. I did have the light jacket on, but no rain, which is some good news. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look over Pinehurst.
It was definitely a wet start yesterday, and all those golfers are out there on the putting green in front of course, Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. 53 degrees right now. Look at that blue sky showing up there. We're seeing varying conditions across the area right now. There's some places that look overcast and others seeing some sunshine. That's the way it's going to be during the day today. And it'll change where you are. It'll be, you know, sunny and then overcast on and off through the day. Right now it's 49 in South Hill, 53 in Goldsboro, 51 in Southern Pines, and 55 in Fayetteville. Temperatures are running 5 to 10 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday, but it'll be about 10 degrees cooler this afternoon than what we saw yesterday. At lunchtime, temperature 62. We'll see a high of 67. It does stay dry today, but once we get to around 8 or 9 o'clock, we begin to see the rain moving in from west to east. It's going to be just a widespread rain for us overnight tonight. Maybe a few rumbles of thunder, not expecting any severe storms. We'll walk through this hour by hour on Futurecast, and I'll also show you our chances for some showers this weekend. Coming up, Brian.
8:02 right now, and we're watching some crashes that have popped up around the triangle. Just getting reports of one on 540 eastbound around Falls of Neuse Road. Just looked at the sensors in that area, and I'm not seeing any big delays. They are clearing a crash right now from Penny Road at Kildare Farm Road in Cary. We are seeing some backups through that area. Apparently, somebody is trapped in that crash, and they're working to get them free before they can clear the rest of that scene there. Again, some backup showing up through that intersection. In Durham, a crash reported on Ellis Road at 885, not having any effect on your ride along 885 this morning, but you could run into some backups on Ellis Road heading through that interchange. And up in Wake Forest, a report of a crash at New Falls of Neuse Road, not too far from Capitol Boulevard. Just looked at the sensors through there, and again, we're not seeing any significant delays in that intersection. Taking a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now, keeping an eye on those delays coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. We're up to about a 13-minute delay now right around the Clayton Bypass up toward Business 70. Once you get to Business 70 and Jones Sausage Road, it looks like traffic's flowing pretty well into South Raleigh. Then you're running into the usual delays between Lake Wheeler Road out toward Gorman Street. About a 3-minute delay on US 1 northbound heading out of Apex up through Cary, and coming in from Wake Forest this morning on southbound Capitol Boulevard, you're looking at about 13 minutes of backups.
We've been following this breaking news in the overnight hours. Three men are in the hospital after a shooting at a shopping center in Northeast Raleigh. So far, no one's in custody after this crime. Police didn't leave that parking lot near the Food Lion on North Raleigh Boulevard until about 2 o'clock this morning. Michael Grace was also there at that time in the WRL breaking news tracker. He has since moved to the police department now, trying to get some more information out of this. This was a huge active scene overnight, Michael.
Yeah, it really was. It spanned the whole entire length of that large shopping center parking lot. And police say they're still looking for the gunman. Now, I've been in contact with the Raleigh Watch Commander throughout the morning, trying to get any sort of information about the person that they are looking for, but they have not released those details quite yet. And I want to get you to some video of what that scene looked like last night. The shooting happened just after 9 p.m., and of the three men who were shot, two of them have serious injuries. The third had minor injuries. Another thing I want to point out, you can see the damage to a number of the businesses in that strip, including the Food Lion there. It had a pretty big bullet hole in the front window. And we had a chance to speak with a Food Lion employee who described the moment shots came inside the store.
I heard what sounded like fireworks go off, and then we heard louder sounds that sounded like bullets hitting windows. And one of the bullets came through our window, and we all scattered to the back of the store.
You can see just how large that bullet hole in the window was, too. So a scary moment for everybody inside. Luckily, They are all okay, still working with police, so trying to get an update on the injured men, as well as trying to find out if they know who the shooter is at this point. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And we're tracking breaking developments overnight in the deadly shooting at that private Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee. Just before midnight, police shared that they found two shotguns at the shooter's home after executing a search warrant. They also revealed the shooter was killed by officers on the second floor of the school as the suspect fired through a window at police cars. Investigators also released surveillance video of the attack. And in the video, you can see 28-year-old Audrey Hale enter Covenant Elementary by firing shots through the glass of the side doors. She then walks through the halls with several guns as alarms go off. Police say Hale had drawn detailed maps of the school and used to be a student there. They think resentment toward the school could be a possible motive. Hale identified as transgender. That information was part of a manifesto uncovered by police who say the school was not the only target.
We're also learning more about the six people who were killed in that shooting. Three of them were 9 years old: Evelyn Dickhouse, William Kinney, and Hallie Scruggs. Scruggs was the daughter of the pastor at the church where Covenant Elementary School is housed. The head of the school, Catherine Kuntz, died in the attack, as well as a custodian named Mike Hill on the right side of your screen here. Cynthia Peake was a substitute teacher. She was also killed. Members of the community attended vigils last night for those six people.
When you get that call that your child didn't make it, or they were one of the victims of a mass shooting, it's the worst feeling ever. It's the most devastating, losing your child. It's devastating. No parent should have to go through this.
President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half staff through Monday in honor of those people killed.
And preventing school violence will be one of the top priorities today as Wake County Safety and Security Committee meets. The meeting comes one day after that deadly shooting in Nashville. It also follows a series of threats and guns found on Wake County schools' campuses earlier this year. WREL spoke one-on-one with Superintendent Kati Moore and asked about her budget plans and any physical security upgrades that could be included.
Is the state's largest school district considering weapons detection systems at this point?
There are no options off the table. Right now, we know that that is a piece, it is a layer, and we need to see how it fits in with the remainder of the recommendations that we have.
And today's meeting starts at 1 o'clock. It'll be held in a closed session, and that's because school leaders will discuss potential security weaknesses.
Could run into some delays if you are driving right around lunchtime today. President Biden is making a visit to the Triangle. His main stop will be at the Wolfspeed plant in Durham. That's where we find WRAL's Laura Levine this morning. Laura, what can you tell us about this trip and this visit?
Well, Jeff, Durham is the first stop in President Biden's Investing in America tour. Right now, we are already seeing police officers, a Durham Police security team members arriving here at the facility, preparing for the big day here at Wolfspeed. This company makes semiconductors and recently announced a $5 billion investment in North Carolina, which will create 1,800 jobs. People should prepare for heavy traffic around RDU, RTP, and Durham, of course. Biden is expected to arrive at the airport around 12:45. He'll then get a tour of Wolfspeed here at 1:25, followed by remarks at 2:30. During his visit, the president is expected to highlight job growth, stronger infrastructure, and Made in America manufacturing to strengthen the supply chain. We spoke with the CEO of Wolfspeed about the visit.
You know, it's really an honor to be the first stop on this tour for the president. And of course, you know, silicon carbide is at the heart of what we do. It's grown here, right here in North Carolina. It's very, very exciting. The business right now is basically exploding with the adoption of electric vehicles and the adoption of silicon carbide in electric vehicles.
President Biden will leave RDU at 3:50 this afternoon. WRAL will have full live team coverage beginning at noon. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Ahead of the president's visit, North Carolina Republican leaders plan to speak. NCGOP Chairman Michael Whatley will speak with reporters to share his concerns about President Biden's track record. And members of the Republican National Committee will also be there.
A years-long push to require North Carolina sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration agents is expected to move forward today. The state house will vote on the cooperation bill. It also forces sheriffs to check the immigration status of anyone arrested and hold them in jail, even if they bond out, as long as ICE agents want to interview them. Wake is one of the counties sheriffs have refused on constitutional grounds. Governor Cooper vetoed this bill before, but GOP lawmakers might be able to override his veto this time.
Some people living in Georgia are trying to get their lives back in order after a deadly tornado. What experts are now saying about the strength of that twister?
And NCCU students express their concerns after a threat of school violence.
It's a little bit cooler for today. We do have rain in the forecast overnight tonight and again late Friday into Saturday. We'll go over the timeline and let you know if you can plan around it coming up. A13 on your Tuesday morning. This is a nice sunny look over Sanford. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Not a bad start to your Tuesday. Not like yesterday where we saw some rain. No rain for now, Elizabeth, but we could see some later on today. The rain doesn't arrive here until after sunset, and it moves out before sunrise tomorrow. So it's going to be an overnight sort of event for us. Should make for some great sleeping weather. That rain will be widespread across the area by around 8 o'clock. So it may not be widespread. It will be here maybe before a lot of folks go to bed, except us. You know, we're usually in bed by 8 o'clock. Temperatures start to warm back up later in the week, but it's going to be on the cooler side for today and tomorrow. Our next front arrives Friday and Saturday with some rain and a few storms, and it could be that that affects some of your weekend plans. We're going to go over that in just a minute. Taking a live look at Goldsboro, Apex. Apex, we're seeing a lot of blue sky here. More cloud cover in Goldsboro right now and in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, that is our Fayetteville newsroom right there. We have a stationary front that's down to the south. We have a low that's starting to develop along. You see that low pops up at the end of the loop there. That low is going to ride up to the north and east and across North Carolina, bringing us the rain overnight tonight. Right now, we're on the cool side of the front. There's a little bit of cloud cover that keeps streaming across the area. This is Futurecast at noon and then again at 5 o'clock. So expect to see some milky sunshine, some high thin cloud cover, maybe some brighter skies at some point as well. By the time we get into the evening, we're watching the showers starting to move through. There's 9 o'clock. That rain arrives in the Triangle area at that point, and then all the way across the viewing area by 10 or 11 o'clock. The rain begins to pull out by 4 to 5 a.m. tomorrow, so it shouldn't be raining during the morning commute, but it will probably still be wet on the road. Tomorrow, we'll see our winds coming out of the northeast, so it is going to be on the cool side. We'll be on the chilly side of the front with high temperatures only in the low 60s. We'll warm up later in the week, but we're also watching the approach of some showers, which could arrive late on Friday, like 8, 9 o'clock. Now, the timing of that could easily change. We have a long time between now and Friday, and a lot of new runs of the computer models will come in. So we'll be watching that closely. Of course, Saturday, we may see some showers first thing with a better chance around lunchtime into early to mid-afternoon. Once the front moves through, we should start to dry out, and that may be significant for folks headed to Dreamville. Begins around lunchtime. There could be some showers or maybe even some isolated thunderstorms at that point, but right now it looks like it should clear out late afternoon into the evening. Now, again, like I said, for Friday, that could speed up or slow down, so keep checking back for that. Right now it looks like it should be dry on Sunday, but cooler with a high of 67. Some of the rain that we see should help to bring our pollen counts down a little bit. It is high right now for oak, maple, pine, and mulberry trees. Temperatures chilly tomorrow at 61, but we jump to 70 Thursday, 78 Friday, 81 on Saturday, and then a little cooler next week. Brian?
16 right now, still tracking these crashes causing a couple of delays out there, including one in Cary at the intersection of Penny Road at Kildare Farm Road. Just check with Raleigh 911 and that it's still an active scene. And we are starting to see some delays showing up on these sensors, especially on that southbound side of Kildare Farm Road. On the east side of Durham, southeast side of Durham, a crash in the clearing stages right now on Ellis Road, right around the 885 interchange. Your trip on 885 not being affected by this, but on Ellis Road, you could run into a little bit of a slowdown in that area. In Wake Forest, look out for a crash getting cleared right now from New Falls of Neuse Road near Capitol Boulevard. I think it's likely this one has been moved over into a parking lot at this point. Not really seeing any big problems showing up on the sensors through that area. Getting an update on the backups on southbound Capitol Boulevard, leaving Wake Forest there from from 98 down to 540 in Raleigh. About a 6-minute delay overall. This is the usual congestion that we see this time of day. Checking in on I-40 at Fayetteville Road in South Durham. We're looking pretty good out there. That eastbound traffic heading toward us and not seeing any heavy delays as you head out of Chapel Hill this morning. A smooth ride all the way out to 885.
And we continue to track some breaking news here in the WRA Live Center out of Juarez, Mexico. Take a look at brand new video into a newsroom just in the last hour of a massive fire that broke out at an immigration facility in Mexico, Juarez, Mexico. And this is specifically the National Institute of Migration. It's located in the center of Juarez and right near the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, according to authorities, this fire broke out last night. At least 39 migrants died in this fire. Now, the 21 were transported to local hospitals with serious injuries. We're also finding out that authorities believe that this fire started in the men's area of that facility. There was some type of rally going on. Of course, the cause remains under investigation. We'll continue to follow the story here in the WRA Live Center.
Dozens of ambulances there. Ken, thank you. Classes will be back to normal today at NC Central University after a threat shut down parts of campus last night. That threat was posted online and claimed there would be a big shooting on campus. NCCU police say the threat was not credible and they arrested one student linked to that post. Still, others on campus say this brings the threat of school violence close to home.
It make you worry because you in a different environment. Now you in it versus just watching it from the outside.
Police have not released the name or the age of the student who was arrested.
Two Raleigh police officers are on administrative leave this morning after shooting and killing a man who they say fired at them. Our team was there yesterday morning as investigators blocked off areas near Ligon Middle School. The school went into a code yellow lockdown for a short time. Police say they were responding to reports of someone firing into occupied cars. Officers say the man fired shots at officers before they returned fire, killing him. Police have not released his name.
As early as today, work could begin to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto of changes to our state's pistol permit system. Republicans in the state Senate will discuss the veto, which blocked their push to remove the system. Right now, you need a permit from your local sheriff before buying a pistol. Supporters of the change say sheriffs could abuse that power. But former Governor Pat McCrory, a Republican, says Cooper's veto should stay, and so should the permit system.
I have not known of any sheriffs abusing their privilege of making some exceptions to a few amount of people in our state who may have some difficulty with the ownership of a pistol because of their mental health, drug and alcohol issues, or domestic violence issues.
Republicans will need one Democrat to join them to override Cooper's veto.
Schools in Troup County, Georgia, remain closed today because of road closures and other damage caused by a powerful tornado. The National Weather Service confirmed the tornado that hit there Sunday was an EF3. That means it had sustained winds of 150 miles per hour as it carved a 20-mile path of destruction. People who returned yesterday to survey the damage were in shock that they lost everything.
To stand here and just look around you, and to know that 36 hours ago looked totally different. I mean, there just aren't words.
That's so sad. At least 30 homes were destroyed. 5 people were hurt, but they are all expected to survive. Volunteers with the Red Cross, including several from North Carolina, are helping to provide food and shelter to people who lost their homes. And this month, the Fed raised interest rates for a 9th consecutive time. That means higher borrowing costs for you. So what do you do now with your money, whether you're an investor, saver, or a borrower? Shelley Malashi has more in today's Consumer Watch.
With banking failures making headlines and the Fed raising interest rates,
good afternoon.
Investors and borrowers are feeling a little jittery, wondering how it could all impact their savings, loans, credit cards, and investments.
When it comes to rising interest rates, it's all about the debt. It's the liabilities that you have.
So what are some ways to position your hard-earned money to get the most out of those soaring rates, but also protect yourself from the higher costs? The first thing first, experts say tackle credit card debt. So get on a plan to pay off what you owe soon before higher rates kick in.
If you've got credit card debt, it's going to cost you more. It's going to cost you more now and in the near future.
It's going to put a lot of financial pressure on an increasing number of households going forward.
If you're looking to buy a home or refinance, higher interest rates could mean banks could make borrowing requirements stricter. Experts say get to work on locking the lowest fixed rate now. Also consider investing in Series I savings bonds. Experts recommend them because it's an inflation-protected asset and offers a safe return. But it has some limitations. Among them, you can't invest more than $10,000 a year and can't redeem your bond in the first year. But act quickly. You only have until the end of April to buy and get the current 6.89% rate.
If you've got emergency money parked somewhere making less than 1%, you might think about buying an I-bond.
Experts say it's good news for savers. Bankrate suggests putting your savings in online high-yield savings accounts. Some are now offering rates as high as 5%. For Consumer Watch, I'm Shelley Malashi.
Taylor Swift is among the big winners at this year's iHeartRadio Music Awards. How shocking, right? We'll look at the special honor for the superstar with a recap of the show coming up.
And President Biden will be visiting the area today. What time you can expect some travel impacts because of his...
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top story. Starting out really nice for your Tuesday. Beautiful blue skies over Apex this morning. That's where Elizabeth Gardner is looking live.
Yeah, look at this. Beautiful, gorgeous blue sky there. A little bit of high, thin cloud cover. We're going to see that coming and going today. It's going to be like this, where it looks nice and bright for a while. And then it may be overcast, and then the sun returns. We'll just see waves of clouds coming through. 50 in Lewisburg. It's 55 in Fayetteville, 53 in Irwin, and 55 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. If you're headed to the park today, it maybe a jacket day. It's definitely not shorts and t-shirts, at least not for me. Temperatures will climb into the upper 60s this afternoon. It does stay dry during daylight hours. We have rain in the forecast for tonight. Should be out of here by tomorrow's morning commute. Brian.
Elizabeth, we were watching traffic this morning, getting a look at some delays on 40 eastbound heading out of Hillsboro back toward Chapel Hill this morning. Seeing some very heavy backups there. Use 86 as a good alternate route if you're trying to get from Hillsboro to Chapel Hill. On the north side of Wake County, around Wake Forest, a crash with injuries on New Falls of Neuse Road around Forest Pines Drive, seeing a little bit of a backup in that area, not too far from Capitol Boulevard. Also still have this crash reported in Cary on Petty Road right around the Kildare Farm Road intersection. In Durham, they're also clearing a crash right now from Ellis Road around 885. As we take a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now, still picking up about a 5-minute delay on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County.
Thank you, Brian. You could run into some backups on your lunchtime commute today as President Biden makes a visit to the Triangle. His main stop will be at the Wolf Speed plant in Durham. The visit is part of his Investing in America tour. And Raleigh police are looking for a suspect after a shooting at a Food Lion. Three people were rushed to the hospital after being shot in the parking lot. Two of the victims have serious injuries. A third suffered non-life-threatening injuries. We'll have more news, weather, and traffic over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A shooting at a Raleigh shopping center sends three people to the hospital. We're hearing from a man who saw it all happen.
And new surveillance video shows the moments a shooter blasts through the doors of this school in Tennessee as police reveal more overnight about a possible motive.
And this morning, it's a little cooler than it was yesterday as you're stepping out the door. I'll show you why temperatures will remain a little cool for the next couple of days.
And how a visit from President Biden to a facility in Durham today could cause some trouble for your drive around town if you're out about lunchtime or so. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us here at 8:30 on your Tuesday morning.
Yeah, and I'm Michelle McConaughey. It might cause some traffic delays, but you know what? At least you'll be sitting in some nice weather.
It won't be bad.
It won't be bad.
Turns out it's a little bit chilly this morning, but
yeah.
Springtime, we had the rain yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll get some more tonight.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. That's just springtime, right?
It is, definitely. We take a live look at Fayetteville right now. We're seeing some cloud cover. No rain for us during the day today, and it will vary. We just looked at Apex a few minutes ago where the skies were blue, and it's a little cloudier here in Fayetteville. And so we're going to just see that coming and going today. 53 degrees. Our wind is coming out of the northeast, so temperatures are cooler than they were this time yesterday, about 10 degrees. In Fayetteville, it's 55, 55 in Rocky Mount, and 50 degrees in Roxborough. Temperatures, again, 5 to 10 degrees cooler than yesterday, and we'll see the same thing during the afternoon. Instead of climbing into the mid to upper 70s, we're going to keep it in the mid to upper 60s for highs this afternoon with some clouds on and off. We do have rain in the forecast overnight tonight. Most of that rain doesn't start to develop until around 8 or 9. It spreads westward across the viewing area and sticks around for much of the night. It doesn't really roll out of here until around 4 or 5 a.m., but it should be gone for the morning commute. Roads may still be a little bit wet. I'm tracking another round of some showers into the weekend. I'll show you that coming up. Brian?
Here at 8:32, I want to give you a heads up following some breaking news in Orange County, where we have a crash on 40 eastbound right around the Millhouse Road Bridge. That is between Hillsborough and Chapel Hill. And sensors this morning are indicating some pretty heavy delays on 40 eastbound, beginning right around Old Highway 86 through New Hope Church Road down to just before you get to the 86 interchange. If you're trying to get from Hillsborough into Chapel Hill this morning, go ahead and use 86. That's going to save you time over getting stuck in the traffic on 40 eastbound. Right now we're measuring about a 40-minute delay from 85 down to 15501. I'll watch those sensors and let you know how that's developing here and give you another update in just a few minutes. Around the rest of the triangle, we have a few crashes, but our major routes for the most part in Wake County are looking pretty good, and in Durham County, not picking up any big problems on 85 or I-40.
With breaking news we've been following in the overnight hours, three men are in the hospital after a shooting at a shopping center in Northeast Raleigh. So far, police have no one in custody. They didn't leave that parking lot at the Food Lion on North Raleigh Boulevard until 2 o'clock this morning. Michael Grace was also there at the time in the WRL breaking news tracker. It was a very active scene.
Well, police say they are searching for the gunman. I've been in contact with the Raleigh Watch Commander throughout the morning trying to get information about the person they're looking for, but they have not released those details yet. I'm going to get you to this video of that scene from last night. The shooting happened just after 9 p.m., and of the three men shot, two seriously injured. The third had minor injuries. Another thing I want to point out is the damage to all the businesses in that strip mall. Now, we had a chance to speak with a Food Lion employee who described the moments shots came inside the store.
I heard what sounded like fireworks go off, and then we heard louder sounds that sounded like bullets hitting windows, and one of the bullets came through our window, and we all scattered to the back of the store.
Very scary moment, and luckily nobody inside the store was hurt. Right now, still working with police to get an update on the men who were injured and find out if they know who the shooter is at this time. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're tracking breaking developments overnight in the deadly shooting at that private Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee. Just before midnight, police share they found two shotguns at the shooter's home after executing a search warrant. They also revealed the shooter was killed by officers on the second floor of the school as the suspect fired through a window at police cars. Investigators also released surveillance video of the attack, and in it, you can see 28-year-old Audrey Hale enter Covenant Elementary by firing shots through the glass of the side doors. Hale then walks through the halls with several guns as alarms go off. Police say Hale had drawn detailed maps of the school and used to be a student there. They think resentment toward the school could be a possible motive. Hale identified as transgender. That information was part of a manifesto uncovered by police who say the school was not the only target.
We're also learning more about the six people who were killed in the shooting. Three of them were 9 years old: Evelyn Dickhouse, William Kinney, and Hallie Scruggs. Scruggs was the daughter of the pastor at the church where Covenant Elementary School is housed. The head of the school, Catherine Kuntz, died in the attack, as well as Mike Hill, a custodian. Cynthia Peake is a substitute teacher. She was also killed. Members of the community attended vigils last night for those six people.
I mean, there's not much you can do as a teenager, and I mean just someone like just so small in this world, and but I mean I can pray and I can bring flowers and I can extend a hand of comfort.
President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half staff through Monday in honor of those people killed.
And here at home, preventing violence in the classroom will be a top priority today. Wake County School Safety and Security Committee will focus in on that issue. WRAL's Naya Harden is tracking what today's discussion could include.
Today's meeting will be a private discussion as leaders discuss potential security vulnerabilities. We know that recent guns have been found on campuses, as well as threats being made against Wake County schools, and that will likely be discussed. Schools in nearby counties have installed weapons detection systems. Superintendent Kati Moore met with school board members and county commissioners to go over budget priorities Monday. While security was not discussed during the budget meeting, she says that does not mean the district isn't discussing it.
School security and safety has been a priority, ongoing priority. As you know, we are working through the recommendations of a security audit that was done by a national consulting firm. There are also, of course, reminders on a daily basis that we need to continue to take a look at that.
The safety and security session is going to be at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It will be private. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Garner.
You could run into some backups if you were driving right around lunchtime today. President Biden is making a visit to the Triangle. His main stop will be at the Wolfspeed plant in Durham. WRAL's Laura Levine tells us what we can expect from this trip.
We are beginning to see Durham police and security team members arrive here at the facility preparing for the big day. Now, Durham is the first stop on President Biden's Investing in America tour. He's coming here to Wolfspeed, which makes semiconductors. The company recently announced a $5 billion investment in North Carolina, which will create about 1,800 jobs. People should prepare for heavy traffic around RDU, RTP, and Durham. Biden is expected to arrive at the airport around 12:45. He'll then get a tour of Wolfspeed speed around 1:25, followed by remarks at 2:30. During his visit, the president is expected to highlight job growth, stronger infrastructure, and Made in America manufacturing to strengthen the supply chain. We spoke with the CEO of Wolfspeed about the planned visit.
You know, it's really an honor to be the first stop on this tour for the president. And of course, you know, silicon carbide is at the heart of what we do. It's grown here, right here in North Carolina. It's very, very exciting. The business right now is basically exploding with the adoption of electric vehicles and the adoption of silicon carbide in electric vehicles.
President Biden will head out of RDU around 3:50 this afternoon, so watch out for heavy traffic backup and delays around that time frame as well. WRAL will have full live team coverage of the president's visit beginning at noon. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Durham.
And ahead of the president's visit, North Carolina Republican leaders plan to talk to the media. NCGOP Chairman Michael Whatley will speak with reporters to share his concerns about President Biden's track record. Members of the Republican National Committee will also be there.
An effort to legalize sports betting in North Carolina could take a big step forward today. The bill is expected to get a full vote on the floor of the state house. A similar measure failed last year by a single vote in the House. Governor Cooper supports the bill and included $85 million from sports betting tax revenue in his budget plan.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, a symbol of U.S.-Japan friendship. Check out the cherry blossoms in full bloom in Washington, D.C. right now. Around 4,000 trees planted along the banks of the Potomac fascinate people every year. Some of the trees were originally gifted by the Japanese government to the U.S. back in 1912. You see how many happy faces taking in the Cherry Blossom Festival this year. This was, of course, a gesture of friendship from Japan toward the U.S. Various events will take place during the National Cherry Blossom Festival that runs through April 16th, so you still have plenty of time.
Well, they are beautiful, Ken. Thanks. Taking a train could soon be easy for people who would otherwise drive more than an hour to get to work. Just ahead, the next community state leaders want to connect by rail.
And the last four teams in the NCAA women's basketball tournament are set. Which teams will face off later this week?
Now we take a live look outside at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. A cooler day on tap when we could see some rain in your 7-day forecast. That's next. And And it is 8:44 right now on your Tuesday morning. That's a live look from our WRL LiveCam network over North Hills right now. It's a little chilly out there still, but hey, about lunchtime, I bet it'll be buzzing. Get a few degrees in our temperature added on. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with that big picture of what's happening in our region.
It's going to be a fine day to be out and about. We have the cold front that slipped through the area overnight last night. We're actually on the cooler side of the front now. The wind is coming out of the northeast, so temperatures today are going to run about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. But, you know, jacket or sweater looks fine. We're going to see a mix of sun and clouds. What happens next is a low starts to develop here along this front, and that's going to ride up into North Carolina as we get through tonight to bring us some rain. Future cast showing a mix of sun and clouds. We're going to see a lot of high thin cloud cover for today. There's lunchtime, and so it'll feel overcast for a bit, and then it may, you know, sort of look like that milky sunshine for a while, but it stays dry until we get into later on. Now, it's possible, this is a brand new run of the computer model that starts to show some rain here from South Hill to Roxborough as early as 5 o'clock. I think that most of us will stay dry for a bit, but by 6 or 7, this is a little bit quicker than our previous run. So right around dinner time, maybe we start to see the rain moving through. It becomes widespread then between 7 and 9 o'clock, depending on where you are. Could be a few rumbles of thunder, but I wouldn't expect to see any severe storms. There's midnight, and you can see that rain moving out around 4 or 5 a.m. We'll continue to see our flow coming out of the north northeast. So it's going to be a cool day tomorrow. Temperatures maybe as much as 5 or 6 degrees cooler than today, which puts us in the low 60s for highs, which is a little below normal. We take a live look at Lewisburg, looking beautiful with a good bit of sunshine, kind of filtered sunshine, but still looking pretty there. Our temperature around the triangle is 53 right now. We'll climb into the mid to upper 60s for highs this afternoon. But right now it's 53 in South Hill, 55 in Goldsboro, and 51 in Southern Pines. We'll see a late week warm up after temperatures today being right at normal at 67. We'll be a little bit cooler tomorrow at 61. And then we reverse our wind to southwesterly and we start that warm up, 78 on Friday and 81 on Saturday. There's going to be a little rain mixed in with that, too, though. I'll show you when in just a second. We will cool down, of course, today and tomorrow, and then we'll start to see our wind shifting to southwesterly. That's going to bring that warmth back in. As you can see, the yellow and orange color contours moving back in across our area. The Bulls home opener is Friday. The game begins at 6:35. Temperatures should be nice. It's 73 degrees, but it will be fairly cloudy. We have the chance of some rain on Friday evening, Friday night, maybe toward the end of the game. But, of course, it's still several days off, and we'll probably see the timing of that changing a little bit over the next few days. So keep checking in. Same thing on Saturday. We're going to see the front moving through during the day. Some of that rain arrives late on Friday and continues into Saturday. Big Dreamville Festival at Dix Park could affect folks headed there, but right now it looks dry on Sunday. Brian?
Here at 8:47, we are still watching this crash in the central part of Orange County on 40 eastbound. It's just before you get to Millhouse Road there, leaving Hillsborough, heading down toward Chapel Hill. And you can see those heavy delays beginning around Old 86, extending all the way down to just before Highway 86. We're now measuring a 49-minute delay on eastbound 40 from 85 down to 15501. If you're trying to get from Hillsborough to Chapel Hill this morning, use 86. That's going to save you probably at least 40 minutes making that trip down, and then you can pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of that crash and those big backups leaving Hillsborough. Around the rest of the triangle, a lot of the crashes we've been following earlier have cleared around Wake County. Still seeing a report of a crash on 540 eastbound right around Falls of Neuse Road, but no big delays there. Watch for some backups with some of the usual congestion on 440 westbound this morning from around the New Bern Avenue interchange out to Six Forks Road. Once you get through that, heading out toward Glenwood and Wade Avenue, traffic's flowing well on the Beltline.
Thank you, Brian. We'll have to wait until at least tomorrow before we find out if former President Trump will be indicted in a hush money case. The grand jury weighing charges against Trump ended their session yesterday without a decision. They did hear testimony from David Pecker, the former CEO of American Media and publisher of National Enquirer. Prosecutors say Pecker played a key role in Trump's efforts to silence women ahead of the 2016 election. This is his second time testifying in the case. Trump has denied any wrongdoing.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is coming out against a ban on TikTok. That says House leaders on both sides say they're leaning toward a ban over fears of Chinese espionage. The New York Democrat says Congress should focus instead on protecting the data of people who use social media.
Our first priority should be in protecting your ability to exist without social media companies harvesting and commodifying every single piece of data about you, without you, and without your consent.
The CEO of TikTok faced heavy criticism during a House Energy and Commerce hearing last week. He told lawmakers he's seen no evidence that China has access to users' data. He says the government has never asked for it and TikTok has never provided it.
The trash situation in Paris is getting out of control. Garbage collectors are striking over President Emmanuel Macron's decision to raise the nation's retirement age from 62 to 64 without a parliamentary vote. Protesters have been blocking streets and setting fires, and they're not showing any signs of stopping. The unrest getting so intense, King Charles canceled a planned visit to the country earlier this week. Well, if you or a loved one is Spanish-speaking, tonight is your chance to get answers about health care. The State Department of Health and Human Services is holding a virtual cafecito and town hall. The goal is to connect members of the Spanish-speaking community with resources they need on health visits and preventative care. They're targeting tonight's session at farm workers and the issues they face. It runs from 6 to 7 p.m. on the department's social media accounts.
Parts of the Northwest are getting hit with another major winter storm system. A wind advisory is in effect for more than 15 million people in California and Oregon through today. The National Weather Service has warned people there about the potential threat of downed trees and power outages. Last year, all of California was in a drought, but this unusually strong winter has resulted in record-setting snowpack and nearly full reservoirs.
And the state known for its cheese is moving full swing with another popular food product, maple syrup. Maple syrup making season is underway in Wisconsin. Maple syrup makers in Manitowoc County actually wish their area had gotten more snow during a recent winter storm to help cool the sap.
We got a little jump on it early this year because of the mild winter. We knew the temperatures were warm all winter. So we were prepared to start tapping in February.
Experts say you need to have the sap cool to make the syrup, so snow helps with that process. March's weather is usually an ideal time of year for syrup production in the area. Well, the Federal Rail Commission is sending a crew to investigate a massive train derailment in California. Officials say the cargo train that went off the rails yesterday was carrying iron. More than 50 trains sliding off the track, causing a fuel spill in the Mojave National Preserve. No one was hurt, and officials say there's no threat to the public or the environment.
Researchers could be on the verge of a breakthrough in the battle against cancer. A new treatment is said to possibly be able to predict tumors more than a year before they start to form. By using the pan-cancer blood test, a study showed that researchers were able to accurately anticipate the formation of tumors across 25 different types of cancers before they even formed. It can also help those who have already been diagnosed. The test can tell exactly which organ or organs the would-be tumor will strike and well before it has amassed.
Well, you could soon take a train from Southern Pines to Raleigh as part of a daily commute. The State Department of Transportation is presenting a plan to extend commuter rail service between the two cities today. The proposal focuses on the S line, which stretches from Virginia down to Tampa, Florida. The DOT says commuter rail service could reduce traffic. Today's presentation to Southern Pines Town Council is at 3 p.m.
Carnival Cruise Lines is reporting a record number of bookings as the company gets back to pre-pandemic travel levels. The cruise line expects demand will continue to increase after a major decline of bookings during the pandemic. Carnival also says sales during the wave season, which is when cruise lines offer the most promotions from January to March, are all getting back to normal now.
And the era of working from home has come to an end for millions of Americans. A new report from the Labor Department shows more than 72% of businesses say their employees rarely worked from home last year. The report shows that roughly 21 million more employees are back in the office full time. That is compared to 2021.
We could get a clearer idea today of where school leaders in Wayne County want to invest in the year ahead. The Board of Education is holding a special meeting to discuss the superintendent's proposed budget. We're working to learn what will be included in it. Today's session starts at 10 a.m.
And before we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.